This is Capital Insider, connecting Oklahoma politics, policy, and people. I'm Dick Pryor with eCapital News Director Sean Ashley. Sean, we're heading into the final week when revenue measures must be passed. Any agreement on revenue measures to help fill the state's $878 million budget hole?
At the present time, it looks like there's a working agreement of sorts between House Republicans and House Democrats that would bring in about $400 million. What this would do would be to increase the cigarette tax by $1.50 per pack, which would bring in $215 million. It would limit itemized deductions except for charitable contributions, generating another $100 million. And it would eliminate a group of oil and gas incentives that would produce about $45 million. The final component of that, and perhaps the most controversial, is an expansion of some Class 3 gaming games in Oklahoma, which has posed a problem for the state Senate.
Well, Senate President Pro Tem Mike Schulz has indicated moral objections to that.
That's right. When the package was first presented to the Senate over the previous weekend, Senator Schulz and his leadership team objected to the idea of expanding Class 3 gaming in Oklahoma and essentially said that they saw that as strings attached to the rest of this proposal. However, as the week wore on, members of the Senate Republican caucus said that that idea should be considered. And in the latter part of the week, they were discussing that and looking at it for possible inclusion. If that agreement could be reached, then you would have a three-way agreement between House Republicans, House Democrats, and the Senate.
What is the new gaming being considered?
This would expand it to include dice and perhaps roulette, additional games that would go on top of the slots and poker and other card games that are currently available.
Broken Arrow State Representative Mike Ritz had a novel proposal to raise money that generated a lot of reaction.
Yes, Representative Ritz is part of the OK GOP Platform Caucus, a new caucus that was announced about a week ago, made up of approximately 20 members. The caucus put forth a number of ideas and for balancing the budget, and Representative Ritz took that a little further as it related to immigrant students in Oklahoma public schools. Specifically, he said those who are non-English speakers should be examined to determine if they should be here in Oklahoma, and if not, deported. He said that would be about 82,000 students.
And there was a lot of pushback.
There was a lot of pushback, including from some members of his own conservative caucus group, including Representative Chuck Strom, a Republican from Jinx, who said that was Representative Ritt's own idea.
Sean, it appears there is more than expected talk about social issues late in the session when legislators' thoughts normally are squarely focused on the budget.
Well, nature abhors a vacuum, and so does the legislature. When you get them on the floor, they're going to talk about something. And we saw this past week where a resolution related to abortion was on the floor, which essentially would say that the courts in Oklahoma and other public officials had to follow the statutes and the will of the legislature as it relates to that issue. It is only a House resolution. It was approved. It does not carry the weight of law. But we have seen those discussions in other areas, like the gambling issue related to the budget. So they will continue to rise all the way through May 26 when the legislature must adjourn.
What are you hearing about a possible special session?
It depends on who you talk to. Here we are moving into that final period where they must approve revenue-raising measures. Legislators like Senate President Pro Tem Mike Schulz are very confident. So is House Speaker Charles McCall, as well as his second floor leader, John Eccles. They say they'll be able to get the work done. In simplest terms, they have to approve the revenue-raising measures by May 19th. They then do have that final week in order to come up with a budget agreement. The one part missing from that, Governor Mary Fallon. Where does she stand in this? As we go back to our first question, the proposal that they seem to have a general agreement about only raises $400 of the $878 million. You would be looking at significant cuts as a result of that. And Governor Mary Fallon has been very explicit in saying that she does not want to cut some of these agencies too much more in order to balance this budget.
It truly is crunch time. Thanks, Sean.
You're very welcome.
That's Capital Insider. Catch us on KGOU.org and on iTunes, where we'll also have extended interviews with newsmakers. Until next time, I'm Dick Pryor.